Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ekuseni ukuba wena unguYehova. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing and know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his holy name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. May the name of the Lord be glorified this morning. We will sing of mercy and justice to you, O God. We will sing praises. We will behave wisely and in a perfect way. Father, we will set nothing wicked before our eyes. We will hate the work of those who fall away. It will not cling to us. A perverse heart shall depart from us. We will not know wickedness. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, the Lord will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, the Lord will not endure. The eyes of the Lord are on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with the Lord. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me, says the Lord. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house, says the Lord. And he who tells lies will not continue in my presence, says the Lord. So we give you thanks, my Father, this morning in the name of Jesus. We come before you, Tikawetu, with our hearts bowed low in surrender and submission unto you. Your word tells us, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We bless you this morning, my Father. We bless you, Tikawetu, as our heavenly Father. We bless you, mighty God, as the King of all kings. We bless you, mighty Father, as the Lord of our souls. We bless you today as the ruler over all nations. We bless you as the creator of the heavens and the earth. We bless you, mighty Father, in all your being. We bless you, our Father, together with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We bless you for the grace and the presence and the gift of the Holy Spirit, the endowment of the Holy Spirit. We bless you today as we enter into your presence, mighty Father, with repentant hearts, forgetting not all the benefits that you lay before us, that you forgive us our iniquities, that you heal us of our diseases, that you redeem our life from destruction, that you crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies, that you satisfy our mouth with good things this morning, that our youth is renewed like an eagle's. This morning we want to bless you, my heavenly Father, for the things that we know and the things that we do not know. Lord, we declare you majesty. We enthrone you, my Father. You are clothed with honor and majesty. You cover yourself with light as a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a curtain. Father, we thank you that you laid the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever and ever. You cover the earth, Lord God, with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they continue to flee. Lord, at your voice, they thunder, Lord God Almighty, and they hasten away. This morning we want to thank you that you send springs into valleys and they flow amongst the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkey quench their thirst. By them the birds of the heavens have their home. They sing amongst the branches. You water the hills from your upper chambers, and your earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. We thank you this morning, my Father, that you are calling all creation under the command of your voice this morning. So we give you thanks, our heavenly Father. We are calling upon your name today. We declare, make known his deeds amongst the peoples. Sing to him, O ye nations, this morning. Sing to him, O ye godly ones, this morning. Sing to him, O ye redeemed of the Lord, the one that has been redeemed from the mighty clay. Sing to him, O ye that the Lord shines upon. His light continues to shine upon your life. So declare to the Lord this morning that you are good and your mercy endures forever. Talk of all the wondrous works of the Lord. Glory in the holy name of the Lord. Let the hearts of those who rejoice, who seek the Lord, seek the Lord and all his strength, seek his face forevermore. Lord, we thank you that you are God. You are our God. Your judgments are in all the earth. You remember your covenant forever, the word which you commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant that you made with Abraham. Oh, Father, we want to bless you this morning. That even when we are lost, mighty God, we remember that you are a God of promise. We remember the promise that you made, your holy promise to your servant Abraham, and we come to your presence, mighty God, Lord, through the gate of Jesus Christ, because of the fulfillment of the promise that you made to Abraham. Lord, you brought us out with joy, and you brought your chosen ones with gladness. You gave us the lands of the Gentiles, and we inherited the labor of the nations. Father, we thank you this morning that we observe your statutes and we keep your laws, and we praise you with our mouth, we praise you from the depth of our soul, we praise you continuously. Our mouths do not stop to tell of your wondrous works, and we are asking you this morning, unseal our lips that our mouth may continue to praise you. Oh my God, that you would let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be pleasing before you. Oh God, our Savior, we bless you, we honor you, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic, Christian radio.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs, or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for giving us a dwelling place in you, O God. We want to thank you for opening up the gates of salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God Almighty, because of the work and the life and the blood of Jesus Christ, whose voice continues to speak a better word on our behalf, we are able to enter into the Holy of Holies and come boldly before the throne of God to receive mercy in our time of need. We are here, mighty God, in your presence this morning. Thank you for allowing us to rest, mighty God, beside pools of fresh water and restoring our soul this morning. Morning, siyabulela ngoba uyawubuyisela umphefumulo wethu Thixo namandla onke. We thank you this morning for opening up, mighty God, and cracking open the mysteries of the kingdom, Lord God, in our hearing, in our understanding. Thank you for ministering to us, Lord God, with songs, mighty God, of string and harp this morning, for singing and watching over us with rejoicing. We thank you, King of Glory, that you rest your right hand upon us in your presence this morning. You are indeed our shepherd, and we shall not want. We thank you for being the peace that we need, the peace that surpasses all human understanding. We thank you, mighty God, that you cause us to rest. We thank you this morning, Lord God, that you strip us of all fear and anxiety, mighty God, and you rebuke our worry this morning. We want to thank you that you command each and every mountain standing before us this morning to lift itself up and to throw itself into the sea. Lord, we want to bless you this morning, mighty God, that you clear out every demonic traffic, Lord God, that stands in the way of our worship before you. You clear up the traffic, mighty God, and you bring your peace and your calm, Lord God Almighty, that we may hear you clearly. Lord, fine-tune the frequency, mighty God, God, by which we ought to hear your voice this morning. Cause your word to pierce through our hearts, to pierce through the enemies of our soul, to pierce through each and everything that stands, mighty God, as a defense against your words in our lives. We ask you, oh mighty God, roar over somebody's situation this morning. Roar over our unbelief this morning. Roar, take away to in our hearing this morning. May we hear you. Oh, we bless you and we honor you this morning, King of Glory, declaring that you are majesty indeed. There is no other God by which we shall subscribe all honor and glory unto. You are the Lord of all. You are Jehovah in the Lord, in our midst this morning. Blessed assurance, my Father, you are here and you rule and you reign and you are ours, and we know that greater are you in us than he that is in the world. This morning, my Father, we want to thank you that you are calling us to praise you. With all our hearts, we shall tell of all the marvelous things that you have done. We shall be filled with joy because of you. We will sing praises to your name, O Most High God. This morning, we want to thank you that when you appear, our enemies retreat, they stagger and die. When you appear, you judge in our favor. From your throne, you judge with fairness, O God. You rebuke the nations and destroy the wicked. You erase their names forever. The enemy is finished. It is in endless ruins. The cities you uprooted have now been forgotten. And that's why, my Father, we subscribe this morning to the words in your word. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies my footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your youth out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Hallelujah. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power, in the beauty of holiness. From the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not relent that you are a priest forever. According to the order of Melchizedek, the Lord is at your right hand, O mighty warrior. He shall execute kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge amongst the nations. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall execute the heads of many countries. Hallelujah. He shall drink of the brook by the wayside. Therefore, he shall lift up the head. Lord, we thank you this morning. You are calling us to enter into your presence, to find rest into your dwelling places. Oh, lovely are your dwelling places. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. We will say of you, Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. You are our God, and in you we trust with great confidence, and we rely on you this morning. You will save us from the trap of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. You cover us this morning and completely protect us with your pinions. Under your wings we find our refuge. Your faithfulness is a shield. It is a wall to us. We are not afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the fear of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor of the destruction and the sudden death that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but danger will not come near us. We will only be a spectator as we look with our eyes to witness the divine repayment of the wicked. As we watch safely from the shelter of the Most High, because we have made you, Lord, our refuge, even you, Most High, our dwelling place. No evil shall befall us, nor any plague shall come near our tent, for you shall command your angels concerning us this morning to protect and to defend and to guard us in all our ways of obedience and service unto you. They will lift us up in their hands, that we may not strike our feet against the stone. Lord, we want to thank you that we shall trample upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we shall trample underfoot, because we have set our love upon you. Utezunilako, you shall save us. You shall set us securely on high, because we know your name and we confidently trust and rely on you, knowing that you will never abandon us, never to leave us nor forsake us. When we call upon you, you will answer us. You will be with us in trouble this morning. You will rest rescue and honor us. With long life you will satisfy us, and we shall see your salvation. Glory be to Jesus. Oh my God, we want to thank you this morning that indeed we are resting securely at your right hand until you make the enemies of our soul, of our salvation, our footstool this morning. We are resting securely in your presence. Oh my God, we want to bless you. Tick on the mantle onke. As we decrease, we ask that you would increase in our midst this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Increase in our midst this morning, oh God. Speak to us, mighty Father. Help us to perceive your perfect will. Help us to hear you. Tick on the mantle onke. Siyabulele kuseni Nkosi yamakhosi for clearing the airwaves, mighty God, that we may hear you clearly, that your word may pierce into our soul, that your word, mighty God, may become like the sound of the raging of many waters, that your word, as it is spoken, shall cause the forest to be stripped bare, shall cause the deer to give birth. Oh, my Father, as you speak your word, we thank you that you are speaking building blocks into our soul. You are transforming us, mighty God, into the likeness of Christ, growing from one level of glory to the next. We thank you this morning. Oh, our soul, rest and hear the word of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
We truly bless your holy name, my Heavenly Father. Thank you this morning for never giving up on us. Thank you this morning, mighty God, that who test Sunilako whomsoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Good morning, Bazalwane. It is 7 minutes before the top of the hour. Right here on Radio Pulpit, it's Let's Praise Him this morning. Siyam Dumiso Teko. We are reading together from the book. In fact, our main script is going to be taken from the book of Luke chapter 13. We are going to focus from verse 1 to verse 5. But we are still going to go through prayer as we are still in the place of prayer. We are looking at Hebrews chapter 5 and Revelations chapter 5. It is important for us to understand the ministry of the high priest this morning so that as we come into a place of repentance, and as I believe the Lord is calling us to really just bring repentance on behalf of ourselves, of our families, of our cities, of our communities, Bazalwane, of our workplaces, of our nations this morning, that we do so from a place of absolute affirmation, understanding that we are indeed called to minister together with Christ before the throne of God. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 1, every high priest is a man chosen to represent other people in their dealings with God. He represents their gifts to God and offers sacrifices for their sins, and he is able to deal gently with ignorant and wayward people because he himself is subject to the same weaknesses. That is why we must offer sacrifices for his own sake. That's why he must offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as for the sins of others, or as well as theirs. No one can become a high priest simply because he wants such an honor. Hallelujah. He must be called by God for this work, just as Aaron was. That is why Christ did not honor himself by assuming he could become high priest. No, he was chosen by God, who said to to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." And in another passage, God said to him, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." Whilst Jesus was here on earth, he offered prayers and pleadings with a loud cry and tears to the one who could rescue him from death. And God heard his prayers because of his deep reverence for God. And even though Jesus was God's son, he learned obedience from the things that he suffered. Glory be to Jesus. Father, we want to thank you for such truth, mighty God, this morning. As we come into your presence, mighty God, we want to thank you this morning, Lord God Almighty, that you build a smokescreen, Lord God, of covering of the blood of Jesus against any monitoring spirit, anything, Lord God, that wants to come to kill, to steal, and to destroy our time of worship. Mighty God, we thank you that you pull down every stronghold and you subject every high thought under the authority of Jesus Christ. We bind each and every high thought that stands today in order to make your word of no effect in our midst, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you this morning, mighty Father, that as we come before you to bring repentance, standing as high priest, mighty Father, you have already declared that in the book of Revelations chapter 5, Barcelona, here's what the word of God tells us. It is speaking to us about the ministry of the Lamb when he is about to open up the seals. Verse 6, then I saw a lamb that looked as if he had been slaughtered. Hallelujah. But it was now standing between the throne and the four living beings amongst the 24 elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which represent the sevenfold spirit of my God, of God, that is sent out into every part of the earth. Oh, hallelujah. This morning, he stepped forward and looked at the scroll from the right hand of the one sitting on the throne, Jesus. And when he took the scroll, the four living beings and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they held gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of God's people. Hallelujah. And they sang a song with these words: "You are worthy to take the scroll and to break its seals and open it up, for you were slaughtered and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nations, and you have caused them to become a kingdom of priests for our God, and they will reign on the earth." This morning, then I looked again and I saw, and I heard rather, a voice of thousands and millions of angels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Then I looked and saw and heard the voices and sounds of thousands and millions of angels around the throne of the living beings and the elders. And they sang a mighty chorus: "Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive the power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And then I heard every creature in the heaven and on the earth, under the earth and in the sea, they sang, "Blessing and honor and glory and power belong to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." And the four living beings said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down. They bowed down and they worshiped the Lamb. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.